America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, joining us right now from Pittsburgh, covers the Steelers in the NFL for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Ray Fittipaldo. Ray, what up, man? Thanks for making time for us.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great, man. You know, this, you're used to good winning football up there. We're not, so this has been a lot of fun in Washington. Serious matchup coming this week. How's everything going in Pittsburgh now that Russ Wilson is pretty established as QB1?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. They just added Mike Williams at the trade deadline, so they're going to try to mesh him into the offense this week. That'll be a big storyline. They've kind of needed a number two receiver, really, since the summer, and they've kind of, you know, they've had success without it. But when you talk about Russell Wilson being a quarterback, two starts, they're averaging 31.5 points per game and 418 yards of offense every game. And even if you look at the Giants game, they were 0-for-4 in the red zone, and they had to settle for field goals in that game. So I think the Steelers still think there's a little bit more meat on the bone there. You know, they still think they could be even better. And, you know, Wilson's just given them a different dimension at quarterback. He can throw the ball down the field. He makes good decisions. You know, they were able to win with Justin Fields, but it was more conservative. He used his legs more than his arms. So, you know, they kind of feel better about their situation right now with Wilson. And, you know, looking at the numbers, I could see why.
Yeah, and obviously Russell's done a great job. But when you look at some of the throws that he's made, they're all kind of in these 50-50 jump ball, contested catch situation, or at least the explosive plays of the offense. Is there a concern that there's going to be a regression in the offense, like once those stop hitting, or is the staff very confident they can continue to make that go with Pickens and Williams on the outside?
Yeah, I think that's part of the reason they brought in Mike Williams. And, you know, it's not like he's throwing into double coverage. I mean, they were very judicious. If you look at the Jets game, for whatever reason, the Jets stayed in single coverage on George Pickens that entire game. That's why they were taking those deep shots. So, you know, when teams are going to play too high safety against them, you know, Russ has the ability to check it down, to throw it to the intermediate parts of the field. So, you know, that deep ball was a big part of his game, but I think if teams want to take that away too, and play that Tampa 2, you know, the Steelers can just run the ball, and they've been really successful doing that this year. They're a top 10 rushing offense. Najee Harris has three consecutive 100 yard games. So, you know, they haven't, you know, they're coming off a game where they wanted to score more touchdowns. That's been an emphasis during the off week, but I think overall, you know, if you want to take something away, they're more than capable of going the other direction and beating you in a different way.
It's pretty wild when you look at the numbers. In four of the six Justin Fields starts, the Pittsburgh offense threw for less than 134 yards.
Yeah,
like it's just. For everybody that was like, man, the Steelers are 4-2, why are you going to Fields? Like, that's your answer. Because they had 133, 110, 134, and 110 pass yards. It's also incredibly bizarre that twice they had 110 pass yards. Like, what are the odds of that number coming up twice? we're talking with Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Covers the Steelers. Does a great job doing it. Let's go to the defensive side of the ball. And Pittsburgh's been great on D for a long time now. I think it kind of starts with T.J. Watt. I think Highsmith's a real player. And they just added Preston Smith.
Yeah, listen, Preston Smith is a guy that, like receiver, they've needed depth at outside linebacker since training camp. You know, they brought in Marcus Golden, who was here last year. They brought him in late in the process, and, you know, he was here for 2 days, and he decided to retire. And they've kind of made it work with some, you know, some guys from the practice squad and guys from other teams. But Nick Herbig is injured right now. He's probably not going to play again. I think he's going to miss his fourth consecutive game. And they've been playing T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith a lot of snaps. So to get a guy like Preston Smith in here, you know, he's going to turn 32, I think, next week. But he's a guy at this stage of his career. He wasn't happy in Green Bay because they changed the defense. At this point, he just wants to win. And he wants to play in a base 3-4. That's where he's had his most success. I think the Steelers are a good fit for that. You know, he's not going to have to play a ton of snaps. You know, he can play 15, 20, 25 snaps a game as a reserve outside linebacker and, you know, maybe contribute to a team that has a shot in the playoffs this year. So, you know, I think he's a good pickup. And like receiver, like I said, it's a position on the roster where they sorely needed some depth, and they think he could add it there.
Yeah, in addition to the defensive line depth, I look at the secondary here with Joey Porter Jr. and some of these other pieces in the back end. They're playing good football. You know, Deshaun Elliott's doing a great job. How is that group coming along, and how do you think they match up with the Washington Commanders' receiving corps?
Yeah, you know, that part of the team was rebuilt. You know, Deshaun Elliott is new. They're playing an undrafted free agent, Beanie Bishop, in the slot. And they got Dante Jackson, the outside corner opposite Joey Porter, in the trade for Deontay Johnson. So, you know, when you change a room that much, I think a lot of people were expecting some growing pains. And there were a few early in the season. You know, they had some miscommunication, you know, some breakdowns that led to big plays early in the season. But, you know, at the halfway point, that group is playing really well. And you look at this matchup, you know, against the Commanders, you know, you look at McLaurin and you got to find a way to limit him. You can't let that guy beat you. And Joey Porter Jr. in his first 2 years in the league, he wants those matchups. He wants to travel with guys. You know, the Steelers are, you know, kind of judicious in when they do that. You know, they haven't indicated this week whether they'll give Joey that assignment. But to me, if you can, you know, not stop McLaurin, you're not going to do that. But if you could limit the impact he has on this game, I think that's going to go a long way into determining, you know, who wins this game on Sunday. I think that guy's a really good player, and, you know, the Commanders are probably looking at the Steelers and George Pickens in the same light, right? If you can limit him, don't let him have a big game, your chances of winning probably increase.
Yeah, and the other thing about the defense that really jumps out is their ability to stop the run. Obviously, you know, Patrick Queen is playing okay. Patrick Willis, the rookie at NC State, is doing a nice job kind of growing and developing. Do you think, I know you mentioned that the Commanders are, I think they're second in terms of rush attempts. How do you think they fare in terms of stopping the run? Obviously, Cameron Hayward's on the interior doing a great job still.
Yeah, they're fourth in the league against the run, but they are coming off a game against the Giants where the Giants ran for 157 yards, and Tyrone Tracy had a 45-yard touchdown, and they kind of controlled the game. I mean, the Steelers never trailed in that game, but you know, the Giants controlled the pace on offense when they had the football. So, you know, the off week came at a good time for them. I think some guys were banged up, and you know, hopefully some guys can get back this week and start playing, you know, the way they were earlier in the season. But Cam Hayward, listen, he's 35 years old. Last year, a bunch of injuries. He had two core muscle injuries, one required surgery, had some knee issues. He just wasn't the same player. But this year, he's back to playing at an all-pro form and, you know, looking like the guy that he was, you know, in 2021 and 2022. So, you know, he's the linchpin there. If he has a good game on Sunday, I think the Steelers will be okay. But they need help. Second-year defensive lineman Keanu Benton hasn't been playing all that good. And Larry Ogunjobi, the veteran, is just having an okay season. So they need those guys to step up after the Giants game, and the Commanders are a good test. And it doesn't get easier after the Commanders. They got the Ravens and Derrick Henry coming in the week after. They got a lot of good rushing teams in the second half of the season, so the Commanders will be a really good test for them on Sunday.
It's kind of interesting, dude, because in a lot of ways, the Giants were able to run all over Washington, too, at least in the first half when they were committed to it. And the Giants, not to make this about the Giants, they're kind of good. They have an awful record. They just make mistakes at terrible times. And I feel like the Steelers' win over New York and Washington's last win over New York were fairly similar. You mentioned the bye week came at a good time. So Russ has been the starter in Pittsburgh for two games now. I had this running joke. We're talking with Ray Fittipaldo, covers the Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. With the last year of Russ in Seattle and then the 2 years, I guess, in Denver, I had this running joke where I thought Russ Wilson had been taken over by an alien. He just seemed like he was having an out-of-body experience, like saying weird stuff, doing weird stuff, and it was also like perception-driven. I can't imagine Mike Tomlin would allow for any of that stuff. How are just kind of the Russ, the human vibes right now?
Yeah, I mean, he's not acting that way in Pittsburgh. I wasn't in Denver, so I don't want to really speak to like being at every one of his news conferences out there. But I saw the clips, and I get it. But he has not been that way here, and he's been a really good teammate. You know, from the time he got here in the spring, he took the guys to San Diego. They threw out there, they caught out there. The calf injury was an issue. You know, he couldn't really practice in training camp, and they kind of took it easy on him the first half of the season when Fields was playing. So it's kind of been a bumpy road for him just with the injuries. But when you talk about his personality, his dealings with the media, his dealings with his teammates, there really hasn't been any complaints. And if I, just go back to his time in Denver, I think a lot of that was due to Sean Payton. And, Sean has this reputation around the league. If he's not your guy, he's not going to make it work. I think he almost sabotaged his own season last year by the way he handled Russ. So, so far he's been a good citizen, nothing crazy here, but it's only been 2 weeks. Let's see what happens here in November and December. But, he's been a good guy to deal with so far, at least from the media's perspective.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say this, too. One thing that jumps out when you're watching the film is that Danny Smith led special teams group, and obviously Danny Smith used to coach. I played for Danny Smith. Can you talk about that group? It seems like he's got those guys playing hard. Obviously, Calvin Austin, big kickoff return, or big punt return, I think it was. So explosive, physical. They blocked a couple kicks. That could be a factor in this game for
totally.
Sure.
Yeah, explosive plays almost every single week. You mentioned Calvin Austin's punt return, but they had blocks in three consecutive games before that. They had a blocked field goal against the Cowboys. They had a blocked punt against the Raiders, and they had another blocked punt in the game before that. So it's almost every single week. Mike Tomlin, it's always been an emphasis since Danny's been here, but I think they got the roster this year where they have really good quality depth. Tyler Matakevich is a longtime special teamer. He's back this year. He was with the Bills last year. They just got some really good guys. Miles Killebrew is an all-pro special teamer. He's back again. They re-signed him. So they've made a commitment to getting guys who are really good special teams players, and they're not necessarily guys who really fit on their roster otherwise, right? They're not great on offense. They're not great on defense. Some of these guys are only special teamers, and they've made a commitment to that this year. So it's been a big part of their identity so far. Big part of the reason why they're 6-2, and we'll see if they can keep it going Sunday in Washington.
You might know this, you might not. I can't find it this second, but I've seen some incredible stats about Mike Tomlin coming off a bye. Do you have that information? Does that stand out to you?
I don't have it right in front of me, but I know he's really good.
And you said whatever kind of injuries, it seems like people are in better shape now, get the week off.
Is Nate Herbig going to play?
Well, Nate Herbig is done for the season, but the outside linebacker, his brother, Nick.
Oh, Nick and Nate, it's confusing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But, yeah, Nick, the outside linebacker, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, Nick's been really good, but he did not practice. Well, he was limited yesterday, but he didn't really do a whole heck of a lot. I think they're keeping the door open for him on Sunday, but I think he's probably going to miss his fourth consecutive game. But, guys, I mean, this guy is like T.J. Watt as a pass rusher. He's not the complete player that T.J. is, but as a pass rusher, in his limited number of snaps, he really gets after the passer. So if he doesn't play, that's good news for Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I think it was the Chargers game. He was just extremely prolific, and you kind of had to double check because he looks a lot like he's got the 51 on. He rushes really well. He's kind of got the similar move set. So, you know, it was funny when they signed Preston Smith. I was like, that's silly because Nick is playing so well, but obviously they're kind of negotiating that injury there.
Yeah, and I don't think they want to rush him back. And when they do get Nick Herbig back, I mean, you got four really good outside linebackers. I mean, Alex Highsmith, no one talks about him. He can get after the passer, and he's really good at setting the edge. I think Preston Smith is 265. He's kind of like that hybrid defensive end, 3-4 backer who's also really good at setting the edge. So they got – once all those guys get healthy, they're going to feel really good about their outside linebacker group.
Last one for me, Ray. Obviously, you cover the Steelers, and in that city, it's like a religion, right? The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, I can only imagine your page views on your Steelers pages and content, right? Everybody should give them a follow.
You jealous or what?
No. I think it's dope. I love the vibe at Steelers games. Washington doesn't get up there all that often, but when I've been, I've also covered like a big Ravens-Steelers playoff game, which was wild. Everybody should give you a follow at RayFit1 on X, right? Logan and I yesterday were talking about this, and he and I think, are both higher on the Steelers than maybe the national consensus is. What is it like in Pittsburgh? How are the Yinzers handling that, though the Steelers are in first place in that AFC North, still seems like more people are talking about the Ravens?
Yeah, it's interesting. And, you know, the Ravens lost two games that I don't know how they lost to the Raiders, and I don't know how they lost to the Browns, but... You know, I look
they
at play
down the competition, man.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. But I watched that game last week against the Broncos, and Lamar looked great. So I guess it depends on, you know, which week you're getting them. I mean, their defense, I don't know what the Ravens are going to do about the secondary and, you know, the way they can't cover people. That might be an issue in the second half. When I look at it, they're 5-3. The Steelers are 6-2. Both teams have brutal schedules in the second half. The Steelers got the Commanders. Two with the Ravens, two with the Bengals, Eagles, and Chiefs. I mean, that is a brutal second half. But the Ravens, it's not much easier. So I can see the winner of this division, you know, being 11-6. And, if you get to 11-6, maybe you win a tiebreaker. Maybe you knock the Ravens off their perch a little bit. But roster-wise, I think talent-wise, the Ravens still have it. As long as they can avoid those bad losses in the second half of the season, the Steelers will probably be a wild card. But you know, given the first half, they at least gave themselves a shot to be in it here in December, I think.
I think the Steelers' defense is significantly better than the Ravens' defense. I just think when you have Lamar and Henry, it's hard to stack up with that.
Yeah, it's hard. And, you know, offense is so important in the playoffs, too. I know Lamar hasn't done anything in the playoffs yet, and it's disappointment after disappointment in the postseason, but you got to think it. One of these years, he's going to figure it out. So, I think it's big for the Steelers. They can get that home game, you know, and you give yourself a little bit of an easier opponent in the first round. You know, the last couple of years, they've been 6-seed, 7-seed, losing at Buffalo, losing at the Chiefs. I mean, it's hard when you're a 6 or a 7 seed. So, if they can get like a 2, 3, or a 4, I think that would be big for, you know, for their chances of, you know, getting their first postseason win since 2016.
Yeah, JP was just talking about how good the defense is, and it does flash on film. Is one thing that I'd be concerned about if I was a Pittsburgh fan is that the offense doesn't always seem like they can keep pace. It seems like they're kind of okay kind of keeping it in second and third gear and never really revving it up, trusting the defense to kind of keep them in it with turnovers and stuff.
Yeah.
Is there a concern that if an offense is able to take advantage of that defense, that Pittsburgh offense won't be able to keep pace on their own?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you can't win 17-14 every week. There is going to be some team, and maybe it's the Commanders this week that gets up to, you know, 27 or 30 points. So the question at that point is going to be, can Russell Wilson in this offense, you know, win in a game where you have to play catch up or where you have to match, you know, an offense score for score? So that's something that they really haven't encountered. But like I mentioned, they're over 400 yards of offense each game. They do have to become more efficient in the red zone. I think they're 28th in red zone touchdown percentage this year. That number has to go up. If you're going to be a factor in the postseason, you got to score touchdowns. So that's one thing they do have to work on. But in terms of going up and down the field and, you know, Russ making big plays, they've done that his first two starts. They got to start capitalizing more and scoring more touchdowns there. You guys are right about that.
Hey, Ray, man, this has been great. I really appreciate you making time for us.
All right, guys. Glad to talk to you.
We will see you Sunday at Northwest Stadium. That is Ray Fittipaldo, covers the Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Give him a follow at RayFit1.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!